Penguin Random House Audio presents Saints for All Occasions by J. Courtney Sullivan. Read for you by Susan Deniker. I exist in two places, here and where you are. Margaret Atwood, Corpse Song. Part 1, 2009. Chapter 1. In the car on the way to the hospital, Nora remembered how, when Patrick was small, she would wake up suddenly, gripped by some terrible fear that he had stopped breathing or spiked a deadly fever, that he had been taken from her. She had to see him to be sure. They lived then on the top floor of the three-decker on Crescent Avenue. She would practically sleepwalk through the kitchen and past Bridget's door, and then down the hall to the boys' room, her nightgown skimming the cold hardwood, the muffled sound of Mr. Sheehan's radio murmuring up from downstairs. The fear returned the summer Patrick was 16, when they moved to the big house in Hull. Nora would awaken, heart pounding, thinking of him and of her sister. Images past and present wound up in one another. She worried about the crowd he ran with, about his anger and his moods, about things he had done that could never be undone. She met her worries in the same old way. Whatever the hour, she would rise to her feet and climb.